Representative Tucker, distinguished members of the committee. My name is Andy Cashman. I'm an attorney with Party Flaherty, and I'm here today on behalf of the New England Convenience Store and Energy Marketers Association, which the members of that organization consist of independent family-owned convenience stores, independently-owned franchisees, and chain-operated convenience stores. There are 1,245 convenience stores that are currently operating in Maine, and they employ over 20,000 people, so it's not an insignificant part of the workforce. Now, why am I here right now? I'm here because, you know, of those 1,245 store owners, you know, certainly a large number of them are in support of protecting the environment and doing the right thing, and our members comply with all the existing regulations. But I'm here in front of you today because the convenience store industry is disproportionately impacted by these sorts of by this bill in particular. And why is that? So there's two different things I'd like to talk to you about. The first one is that we believe this is unnecessary because there's better ways to go about this. Improving the recycling programs as they are is a fairer way, we believe. You know, it's interesting, during the proponent section, there was a lot of discussion about, well, you know, the recyclers, Casella and likewise, don't deal with these bags. They just won't accept them because, and then there were various reasons that were given, and that was just sort of accepted, so therefore we have this solution. And that's fine, and that's part of the policy discussion here. But the issue is that it's important that we understand that maybe this isn't the right point in that chain of custody, for lack of a better word, to deal with this. That maybe the right thing to do is to say to recyclers, no, you really need to deal with this, because there was a lot of discussion about changing behavior and whatnot. And to your point, Representative Duchesne, you know, that is a difficult thing to do. But we do, I think the vast majority of people do have the established behavior of putting things either in the recycling container or in the trash. And if you encourage people to put them in the recycling and they're dealt with there, then maybe that is a good, effective way of doing it, in addition to what we currently have. So that's sort of point one. Point two is that the bill is written, has a lot of carve-outs. You know, you've got everything from, they've been talked about, bulk items, frozen stuff, damp things, things that are unwrapped, door hangers, dry cleaning, and all these sorts of things. Okay, and it was discussed for, let's just take, for example, the newspaper exception. Well, that has to apply. It was said that we need to have that because the newspaper industry is kind of on the verge, and we need to make sure that they protect their product. So obviously, you know, that makes sense. But the convenience store industry in particular is really impacted by these kinds of things because the name says it all. So it's a convenience store. And